let's have another look at one of West Yorkshire's hidden histories. Every week we take a look at a lesser known history of a place around our region. If you have a hidden history of West Yorkshire that you would like me to visit, call us now 0345 303 3333. You can text Leeds to 81333. Now, you've just heard from Richard Edwards what goes on nowadays at Askham Bryan College in Bradford. And he alluded to it, the building has got an amazing hidden history. It's called the Joseph Nutter House. It's now part of Askham Bryan College, Bradford campus. But it was originally a former orphanage for boys set up by Joseph Nutter. Well, it's a rainy old day in West Yorkshire and I've made my way into the outskirts of Bradford, looking for the Joseph Nutter House, which is now part of Askham Bryan College. And I think if I go through this door, hopefully, Anthony is stood in front. Anthony Nicol, how are you?
Hi, not so bad, yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for showing us round for our hidden histories. Joseph Nutter House. So I guess the first question is, who is or who was Joseph Nutter?
Well, Joseph Nutter himself was a cabinet maker, but as a young child he was made an orphan when his mother died. So he always vowed when he was little, if he ever came into money, to put it back into orphans and try and build something up.
So we're stood here now in what was an orphanage?
Yeah, that's correct.
When was it an orphanage?
It was an orphanage between 1889 and 1939.
So for a good period of time, this was the kind of place where orphans would live?
Yeah, it was residential, so the orphans would live here, they'd be taught here and go to the schools around here. So in total around 400 boys stayed here, 40 at a time over that period.
So it was boys only?
Yeah, it was a boys only, but there was a woman matron, Mrs. Willis, who looked after them.
You mentioned Nutter then, how did he make his money?
Like I say, he was a cabinet maker, so when he was growing up he worked in a mill. So when he was really, really small, he actually had to be carried to the mill and back, he was that exhausted. But he got, after he finished his apprenticeship, he got a loan off his friends and family and built this business up himself and built making cabinets and made really a lot of money for it.
Sounds like a remarkable fella.
He really is. It's a really good history on Joseph Nutter. He was a brilliant man.
And Nutter was connected to some other West Yorkshire names who our listeners may have heard of.
Yeah, when Joseph Nutter retired in 1850, he left his business to his two apprentices, Christopher Pratt and Thomas Prince. And when they dissolved the company, Christopher Pratt carried on with it and made Christopher Pratt Furnishings, which still lives now in Leeds.
Well, I want to find out a bit more about the Joseph Nutter House and how it was and paint a picture of what it looks like. So I know this is a little bit back to front. We're inside now.
We are.
Can we go outside and have a look more at what goes on?
Yep.
Well, very kindly, as we head outside, the sun has consented to come out. Just describe this building for us then, Anthony.
Well, it's an old stone building and the foundation stones went down in 1887, opening the next year. It's an old building, it's got chimneys and little steeples going around it, but it all still exists now.
The foundation stone was laid by the Mayor Alderman Limber on May the 30th, 1888. I'm not knowledgeable, I'm reading that, engraved into another piece of stone. And actually in your hand, you've got a photograph as well of the building as it was when it was the Nutter Orphanage. Are those the 40 boys outside?
Yeah, there's around 40 boys there, the caretaker and the matron behind who looked after them all.
They look very smart. They're all wearing a uniform, aren't they?
Yeah, they all had a uniform. They stayed here and obviously did some. They went to school around the area.
And it, as I say, it's not too different. All right, there's a few mod cons, a few security measures and that kind of thing, as now you see on any modern house. But it's not massively different to how it was 120 plus years ago.
No, not all. As we stand outside, the main building is as is, just a few like mod cons. The hall, which is to us right, is as well. And if we go around back, there's what we're using as an animal unit now, is actually where they used to have like sick bays. So if they were poorly, they had beds in there and that's where they got looked after.
Let's go and have a nosy around the back then. Well, we've made our way past some ferrets to the back and we're actually in with the... Can you guess who we're in with? We're in with the chickens. There's a couple of large cockerels here. So just describe where we are now.
We're around the back. So this is what we're using as animal unit now, but used to be the sick bay for the boys in case they got ill or were a bit poorly.
Now, you say it was an orphanage till 1930.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're in 2015. There's quite a bit of time between those two dates. Yeah. What did it become?
Well, during the Second World War, the premises actually got requisitioned to use by the Admiralty. So if any other children need to come round, because obviously the world war were going on, they had to come here. After that, the orphanage actually closed around 1958 and was used as a customs shop, as an education base, and then got passed between colleges and bought out that way.
So the Askenbryan College that it is now?
It's Askenbryan College now, yeah.
Hence, ferrets, chickens, sheep and goats and the like. Well, these two look as though they might be about to have a bit of a do. A cock-a-doodle-do.
That white silky chicken's called Elvis. He's a bit of a talker.
Elvis. So we've met Elvis. Let's go back out and let's just talk about what this building, what the Nutter Orphanage, is used for in 2015. Well, we're just heading back inside. And, oh, Anthony, just stop here, because Nutter Orphanage Old Boys, Roll of Honour. I'm guessing that pretty much is what it says.
Yeah, it's exactly what it says on the tin. So the orphans that stayed here, some of the old boys got made into Roll of Honour, like the head boys, or if they'd exceeded in what they were doing. So you may see some of the names on here, and next to some of them there's a crucifix with dots in the four quadrants, and they symbolise if they got killed in the First World War.
Yeah, it says, there's a little thing here, it just says killed in the crucifix. So W. Cawthorne, H. Wyatt, H. Clayton, R. Scott, just some of the names on that roll of honour. As we walk back into what's now classroom number 6 here, let's bring it right back to the present day then. You've got a Askenbryan College top on. What is this now? What is the Nutter Orphanage in 2015?
In 2015, we are part of Askenbryan Network. So there's obviously, most people know about the main base in York, but they've got satellite centres, so we're part of that in Bradford. We run land-based education, so animal management, animal care level 1, 2 and 3, and a horse care course level 2.
So really, 120 years on, although perhaps it's not waifs and strays like it was back then in Victorian times, you've got young people still coming to the Nutter House to learn.
Yeah, it's never gone out of either education or orphanage. It's always sort of stayed along them tracks, teaching and getting people their education.
It's a wonderful facility to have in such a historic building, isn't it?
It's fantastic, yeah. We've sort of kept away, but it's good that, 'cause it's sort of kept its charm.